Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask T-Frank, brought to you by DraftKings. The football season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. This is a can't-miss offer for new customers. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is time to ask T-Frank. This is where we get your questions for T-Frank. He answers them, whether it's Penn State football, recruiting, or life in general. And at the end, we'll pick out a winning question. You'll get the KSN polo shirt. We've been doing one additional thing. Everyone who's been asking the questions for the last month or so is going to be entered into our contest. And this week, T-Frank, on the Ask Ross segment, we are going to announce our winner of the free RV for the Indiana game. So that's exciting.
Let's do it.
Sure you tune in for that. By the way, we had Brian and Beth were the winners of the RV for the Ball State game. They came all the way up from Georgia, had a great time. I was there also. I'll tell you what, if you want to have a fun time in the weekend for a ball game, check out gopsurv.com. What a fun time there. T-Frank, yeah. You ready for the questions?
Ready to go.
First question.
By the way, weren't you supposed to text me about hanging out on Friday?
I was.
You were supposed to text me about coming over.
I just got so busy. You know, popular.
Having a good time.
Popular guy here. I was downtown on Friday, had lunch. Great time, great atmosphere. Then I was out and about, T-Frank. I'm sorry.
That's what the Go PSU RVs are doing. That's the thing. Is like you get there, you're having such a good time, everything goes out the window.
T-Frank. My bad. Next time we'll do it. But it was a good time all weekend. The first question, T-Frank, comes from Jim from Berwick. That means it's me. Here's my question for you.
Very good.
The USC football coaching job is now open. Should us Penn State fans worry about James Franklin going out there?
Well, first off, you're not winning. Not just because you can't win, but also I hate this question. I don't know. Okay, so let's look at the situation. USC has been down for a decade. Can James Franklin recruit and can he build a winning program? He has proven that he can. But I don't know James on a personal level to know if he wants his girls to stay in school here till they graduate from high school, or whether he loves living here, whether he would want to live in, the second biggest city in America. All of those quality of life decisions are all a part of it. Does he want to pay California taxes? I know that always comes up when we talk about, the money side of everything. He is compensated well. You know, he has been appreciated from that aspect. But the question then becomes on the whole side of things, is Penn State as a university committed to winning at the level he wants? Now, they have agreed, and they are currently expanding the Lash Building, and they are putting in new facilities. That has all been approved, and that is all happening, and it's making parking to go to practice less fun for me. But it is happening. So if they can keep him believing that they can win a championship here from everything other than the on-field stuff, then I don't think USC is a demonstrably better job than Penn State. The only question is it easier without Ohio State in the division? And I don't, that again, so there's a bunch of factors that are involved here, and I don't know personally how James feels about those things. So it's more than just money, USC, and Penn State fans feeling inferior to one of the classic Power Five schools. And that is a part of this that I think a lot of Penn State fans, even though they don't want to admit, is a part of it of like, well, we're Penn State and they're USC and traditionally they've been viewed as a better program. I don't think that's the case. And I think that that sort of needs to go away. So it just becomes about James Franklin and his own personal decision making. And we don't text, so I don't really know.
All right. First off, T. Frank, as a Penn State fan that you just insulted.
Sure. Sure.
What causes this reaction from Penn State fans is I've probably already read 6 or 7 articles about USC losing the coach, who the new coach is going to be, and every single one of them put James Franklin's name in there, okay?
Yeah.
I would not have asked that question if the national media hadn't been putting his name there. So don't accuse me and my fellow fans of being defensive or feeling inferior. That is not the case. But
you can just say, well, that's not true. You can also choose to be like, eh, I don't really, I don't buy into that. You can read it, sure, but and again, maybe this is coming from James Franklin's agent to kind of secure better stuff here. There have been rumblings about that before, that negotiating tactics and things like that. I'm very much on the football field, man. That's what I know the X's and O's, and when it comes to these things, I can tell you the big picture. I can tell you the factors, but I don't know how to weigh them specifically. And I just from my personal view of USC and Penn State, Penn State's a better program. Penn State is in a healthier position. Do you want in the middle of your football career, in the middle of what you've built, to then have to go rebuild something else? I just don't think that that's as appealing as you're in it right now. You are on the cusp of it.
And I've also said this as USC and James Franklin were probably as good a marriage as you could ever have between a program and a coach. I think he would kill it out there. With that said, I don't think it would be a great decision on his part because at Penn State, he's got a lot more leeway. He could be the Penn State coach, I think, as long as he wants to be. And especially, as you say, he's now back on the upswing. This year's team looks good. The 22 recruiting class looks so good. And I just hope that he doesn't, as you mentioned with his agent, they went through that before. I hope he doesn't start flirting again just to leverage another pay raise. All right, let's get to the real listener questions. Let's start with Lee in Mount Lebanon. James Franklin has placed a high priority on special teams since he arrived. He's brought in freshmen and transfer kickers on scholarship. Is it currently more common among Power 5 schools to bring in scholarship kickers or to just invite walk-ons and then maybe place them on scholarship after they've proven themselves?
From what I've seen, it's much more uncommon to offer kickers. So it is, again, James doesn't lie. And when he says that they value special teams, Joe Lorig was a great hire on special teams. They practice special teams a lot. They go through the motions. Not just go through the motions. They really believe in what they're doing. So, yeah, they offer guys that are special teams potentially stars. I mean, going back to the guy that went to Michigan, the kicker, Quinn Nordine, I think it was his name, that was one of the best kickers in the country. Like, they have consistently been a part of that. So, yeah, I think that it's not just lip service. A lot of places it is lip service. Penn State's been very good on special teams. Now that they've gotten into the rhythm of having talented and deep teams, they focus on it, they put their good players out there, and they make plays. Look at A.J. Litton. I love both those plays in the Wisconsin game. I didn't think he did anything wrong. That's exactly what I would want from my Gunners, is to be there, hit the guy, and maybe force a fumble. And they have, from Dan Chisina all the way through Jonathan Sutherland, all these guys, they've had standout special teams players. So, yeah, I think it is absolutely a part of their program, and offering kickers is going to be something they do if they believe, and Joe Lorig is good at this, believe that they're going to be a weapon on special teams.
And let's face it, what Jordan Stout does as far as kickoffs and his punting, he's a difference maker. Where did he came from? Maryland, was it, that he transferred from?
Virginia Tech.
Oh, you're right, Virginia Tech. How could you not have a scholarship available for that guy? I don't understand it. All right, let's go now to Doug from Wellsboro, who said, and he's talking about the Wisconsin game, Penn State can't get a single first down to effectively end the Wisconsin game. I don't want to hear another word about an improved offensive line. What is the problem? Average talent, scheme, or coaching?
Again, I'm going to ride with Phil Troutwine as being a very good coach. So it's not that, but he hasn't recruited his guys to the program yet. So you're still, not to say that they don't have talent, but there is a difference between when you are coaching the available players to you and you get to go out and select the guys you want to bring in the program. So it is really right now it's about execution. They're athletic. They're physical. I don't think they're playing yet with the tenacity that Phil Troutwine wants them to, that fire off the ball. And I'm thinking specifically, and I don't mean to keep calling him out, but Juice Scruggs, I had very high expectations for him. He has the athleticism and the mobility to be a great zone blocker, and right now it just looks like he's tentative off the ball. He's not getting that snap out of his stance that you want. So to me, it just becomes about the continual support and coaching of those guys to see if you can get more talent out of them and get the light to come on. So it's that, and I think that, you know, we overestimated some of the guys' abilities. And I think the tackles, I was very high on Rashid Walker as being a potential All-American with his length, his ability, his athleticism, but he just hasn't been able to put it all together yet. And that happens sometimes.
Okay, next up is Jared from Ohio, and this one, I've been meaning to get this one to you. It came in a couple weeks ago, but I like the question. Jared asks, if there's one player in December who would surprise you with a wow, I didn't see that coming season, who would that be? And he also goes the other way, anyone we consider a known commodity that could disappoint. You may have just mentioned him when you said Rashid Walker. Go ahead. Who's going to surprise us come December?
Yeah, Rashid, in a good way, I think we've already seen the flashes of it with Jesse Luketa being more dominant than I expected. I didn't know what to expect from Jesse Luketa, but his transition to defensive end has been super impressive. And on the flip side, you could say Rashid Walker, but another guy that I'm kind of thinking about is Tariq Castro Fields. I don't think he has been particularly great so far through two games, and I know he's got a lot to prove this year. He basically said that himself. He has been an average boundary corner, and you were expecting him to be a more of a shutdown guy. So to me, what I've seen so far is Tariq Castro Fields is not on that projection just yet.
Okay, T. Frank, we need a winner. Lee from Mount Lebanon, Doug from Wellsboro, Jared from Ohio, or Jim from Berwick?
Well, definitely not Jim. So I have to have a loser. We have a winner and a loser every week. By default, that's you this week. Sorry. Jared from Ohio. I enjoyed that question, thinking about guys that, you know, off the radar both ways. I like that.
All right, Jared, we'll be getting in touch with you. That's it for quarter number three. Stick around. Dustin Schutte from Saturday Tradition will be here to talk Big Ten.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.